Today's shir is a Masechta Menachos on Daf Kuf Dalad. We will begin with the Mishnah near the top of the Amud. We have learnt in the Torah that the various karbanos, such as the oila and the shlamim, require nesachim as well. They require wine libations to be put on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. They're put into bowls on top of the Mizbeach. And from there, they went through canals in the Mizbeach to the earth of the Mizbeach. And in fact, in last week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach, the Torah told us that for various korbanos, there are different amounts of the wine that is poured on the Mizbeach. For a keves, for a sheep, a lamb, it is 3 lugin. For an isle, a ram, it's 4 lugin. And for a par, a bull, it is 6 lugin. We're going to learn on this amud from a extra pasuk in Bamidbor Tezvav, pasuk Yud Gimel, where the pasuk says, Kol ha'ezrach yaseh kocha es eila lahakrav ishe reich nechoich Hashem. The Torah seems to tell us a superfluous pasuk that every native should do kocha, should do it this way, and the Torah is really not adding anything on to what they have learned already. And from here, the Gemara is going to learn out that a voluntary donation of nesachim, of wine libations, to the Beis HaMikdash is permitted. One can bring that as a separate donation to the Beis HaMikdash. However, since that voluntary wine contribution to the Beis HaMikdash is learnt together with the measurements for each of the various korbanos, as we mentioned, 3 for the keves and 4 for the isle and 6 for the par, so therefore, even if one brings it separate from a korban, he has to bring it within the confines of those measurements, 3, 4, and 6. And that is what our Mishnah now is going to discuss. Again, we're on the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, near the top of the Amud. Begins the Mishnah. Ein misnadvin lug shnayim v'chamisha. One is not able to bring, as a donation of the wine, he cannot bring to the Beis HaMikdash and be makriv 1 lug alone, or 2 lug, or 5. And the reason is because, as we just mentioned, since it's learnt out from a pasuk, that an extra pasuk of ha'ezrach, which is connected to the measurements of the lugin connected to the korbanos, there we only found 3, 4, and 6. We didn't find 1, 2, and 5. And therefore, one cannot be misnadvin. Aval misnadvin shloisha varba v'shisha. But 3, 4, and 6, one is able to be menadev to the Beis HaMikdash, separate from any korban, as we learned out from ha'ezrach, and that is identical to the measurements that are given with the korbanos, and therefore one can be misnadev of that. And then the Mishnah concludes by saying, umishisha ulamaila. And one can also contribute from anywhere above 6. So here the Rashi on the Mishnah explains, in the middle of the Rashi, because let's say a person gives 7, it's also equal to a combination of animals that he would be makriv. If he is makriv a keves and an isle, so then he has 3 for the keves, 3 lugin. He has 4 lugin for the isle. That's a total of 7. If he donates 8 lugin, he can bring 2 ayolim. That'll be 8. If he brings donates 9, so that would be 6 for a par and 3 for a keves. If it's 10, 6 for a par and 4 for an isle. And if it's 11, it would be 2 alim, which equals 8, and the keves, another 3, equals 11, and so on and so forth. So that's what the Mishnah concludes and says, anything above shisha, he can also bring, because by combining various korbanos together, the measurements of various korbanos, he'll get to the amount that he is giving. So begins the Gemara. Iboilu, the Bnei Yeshiva had the following question. Yesh kevel in the sachim, or ain't kevel in the sachim? are the Nesachim a fixed amount, keva, or is there no fixed amount to the Nesachim? And what the Gemara means to ask is, are you able to divide up a donation of Nesachim, or you're not able to divide them up? What does this mean? We'll see from the Gemara's question right now. Hey, Chidami, what case can you give me where there'll be enough gemin in this question, whether yesh kevel and nesachim or ain kevel and nesachim? So the Gemara says, ki goin de aisu chamisha. He makes a donation of five. So e amrat ain kevel and nesachim, if you're going to say that there is no fixed amount, that you could divide it, in other words, that the Hegdish will take his donation and in some way they will break it up and be able to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, we are able to work with that. Why? Moshech, he'll separate Umakrav Arba, four we learned in the Mishnah, you are able to donate. The only problem is he gave five. So five is one more than what's acceptable with four. So four will separate, will be makrav that as nesachim on the mizbeach, umakrav arbo minayu, the chazi la'ayil, because four is appropriate for an ayil, the idach, the extra one loig, having the dava, that will be in a dava. And here Rashi tells us that there are two ways that you could bring it then as an adava. It won't be as a private donation anymore. Rashi says it'll be nidvas tzibur. But what you'll do is you'll sell that loig, and the money will go into the shayfers. And later on this summit, we're going to touch on this whole lineage of shayfers. We know there were 13 shayfers in the Beis HaMikdash. These were pushka boxes where you could put a donation, and they were in the shape of a shayfer. They were small on top and larger at the bottom. And seven of them were for Meiser, as we're going to learn. Seven of them had specific purposes, as we'll soon learn, and six were for a nedava. So those, he would put the money that was extra, he would put into these six shayfers, which are used l'kayetz hamizbeach. We'll learn about that a little later in the Amud. So that's one way, that either he could put the money into the shayfers, or he could take the actual loig of yayin and he would attach it to another two lugin, because you're going to have every day a tamid that is brought, tamid shel shachar and tamid shel ben arbayim. So his one extra, what Hegdish will do is they'll use it with another two lugin and they'll use it for the tamid. So if you hold ein kevel in asachim, it means it's not fixed, it's divisible. If I can't use all five of his right away, I'll take whatever I can, four, and bring it on the Mizbeach. And the extra one, I'll either sell it and put the money in the Shayfer, or I'll take the actual wine and add it with two others, and then I'll bring it for the Tumit. But ve'i amrad yesh kevel nesachim, but if you hold that it's not divisible, that it's fixed, that you can't take four and leave over a remainder of one and then somehow or other take care of that extra one. So then I have no etza ad dememali lehu like carve until you add, you donated five, that's not acceptable. You want to bring it, you'll have to make it six. You'll have to add one more. Now that it's six, then we can bring it. So, and really, it comes out that what this shaila is a fundamental understanding of what the Mishnah means. When the Mishnah said, Ein misnadvin, lug, shnayim, v'chamisha, what did the Mishnah mean? Did the Mishnah mean, if you look in the fourth last line of Rashi, because we're going to have this later in the Gemara, so Rashi says in the Divrei HaMaskil, Hoked Isa, shnayim ein misnadvin legamri, two you can't bring it all, that, we'll see that later in the Gemara, but here's the main point. Chamisha lechatchilahu de loy she'ein mafrish and chilah maysaris. In other words, there is a halacha that you cannot bring a korban where you're going to set up from the beginning that you're going to have a remainder. Avol says Rashi di eved makriv arba. Bidi eved, if somebody did that, he did the wrong thing. But if he did it, so Hegdish says, you know what? We'll take the four And v'chamishi yehei moisel in the dove. The fifth one will be extra for in the dove for a korban sibur, either for the tamid later in the day, we'll take the actual yayin, or we'll put it in the shofar for the kayetz hamizbeach, for the dessert of the mizbeach. When, as we're going to learn soon, when the mizbeach is not active with other korbanos, then you'll plug it in with these korbanos tzibur. So then the pshat in the mishnah, according to the man d'yomer that says ein kevel l'sachem, it means that lechatchila ein misnavin lug shnayim v'chamisha, because you're setting up a situation of moiser, and we don't do that. Vapiri eved, we take whatever we can out of the five, and one's left over for the halacha of moiser of korban sibur. However, if I learn that yesh kevel l'nesachem, that it's fixed, it's not divisible, then the pshat is ein misnadvin lug shnayim v'chamisha. Period. You cannot give five. You want Hegdish to accept the five, you're going to have to add one more. Make it six. Now it's six. It's equal to the Nesachim that were brought with a par. Now you're able to bring it. So there's a fundamental question. What did the Mishnah mean when it said Amos Navin? Is it only a Lechatchila B'Yevid we could work with five? Or no, we can never work with five. We can only work with the full number of six. That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Toshma, come in here. And as the Gemara before said, my, what's the halach in this question? So Amar Abaye, Toshma, Shisha l'nedava. These are the shayfers that we spoke about before. There were six for nedava, as Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Masechta Yuma and in Shkolim, that there were seven that were not in nedava. And what were they? Seven of the 13 shayfers. There was Taklin Charetin for the new Shkolim, Vatikin for the old Shkolim that were left over from the previous year. There were for Kinin, for birds, for Geisli Oila, and the birds for an Oila. There were for Eitzim, the wood, Ulevoina, the frankincense, the Zov LeKaparis, and the Zov of the Kaparis covering the Oren. So those were seven which had a specific purpose. And then, says Rashi, the Shishimam Hoyul Nidava, Liten Bohan Mois, there were six that were left over, that were given over for the nedavos of the korban sibur. And later Rashi brings down that these nedavos were instituted by Yoyada the Kohen Gadol. He made a drasha, and he figured out that there's an idea of kayetz hamizbeach, which means that from time to time, usually the Mizbeach was always full of people bringing korbanos, but from time to time there would be a lull and there would be no korbanos on the Mizbeach, and we didn't want that to happen. We wanted the korbanos to be there constantly. So there was a method of having people give nedavos. The money was put into the shayfris, and then when Hegdish needed to plug in with a dessert, that's what it's called. It's not the main food of the Mizbeach, but rather when a dessert, the Kayetz Mizbeach was needed, then the korbanos were bought from the Kayetz, from the six shayfris that were for Nedava. So now Abai is going to try to prove from that brisa concerning the shayfris that yesh keva l'nesachav. Let's see his right. Amar Abaye, Tashma, shisha l'nedava, v'amrina k'neged mi. And we said, what are these six connected? Why were there specifically six? If it's for a nedava, make one big one. Why were there six? The answer is each of the six had its own unique purpose. Connected, moiser chattas, if there was money left over from a chattas, which Rashi explains to mean, if somebody, for example, separated $25 for a korban, and the price of a korban went down, and it only cost now 20, so he had five shkolim left over, so that went into the shofar that was marked nedava for the moiser chattas. Or a separate category was moiser hashamas. Rashi explains this is for Hashem Gezelis and Hashem Me'ilois, where there the Hashem was for a kapora, so that if, again, there was extra money that was left over, it was put into that shofar. Then, Umoyser Hashem Nazir. There, if a person, a Nazir, needed an Hashem, so Rashi says that a Nazir Tameh, and he needed this in order to begin drinking wine. The Rebbe Kiva Eger here in the Gilyon HaShas says that Rashi elsewhere tells us And Rabbi Akiva Eiger believes that this is the correct, the girsa here in Rashi, that it's not in order to drink wine, but rather lahachshiro l'naziris tahara. In order, he had to bring an ashim so that when his naziris was interrupted because it became tamei, in order to start the naziris again, he had to bring an ashim, and then he was able to start the 30 days of naziris again. So once he brought that Asham Nazir and there was leftover money, he would put it over there. Why wasn't it mixed up with the Asham of Gzelis and Me'ilis? So Rashi explains, because each one had a different purpose. That was a Kapora, and here it was for him starting over his Naziris. So mainly you didn't mix it together. Then there was another Asham, which also had a different purpose. Umoyser, Asham Metzairah. There was a separate Shifer for the money that was left over for a Metzairah. So Rashi says again, his Asham, if he had money left over, it was put in a separate Shifer. Why? Because the Metzairah, his purpose was to come back to the Machaneh. So again, it had a different purpose than the Asham Me'ilois, than the Asham Nazir Tameh, and it was put into a separate what? Now here, Rashi says, the medium wide line, the first one, Rashi says, Ve'inach Mefarish Beperek Basra. The other two are not listed here, they're written in the last parak. The Shita points out that apparently Rashi's Girsa didn't have the last two that we have. We have it in the Gemara. The Shita in Oisalv says, Tevis u'moyser kinin u'moyser mintchus chayta nimchak. So Rashi didn't have it in his Gemara, and he says you'll find it there. We have the other two written in our Gemara. What are they? Moyser kinin, money left over from the kinin, u'moyser mintchus chayta, money left over from a mintchus chayta. So these were the six shayfers. As Abaye, the im isa. If you're going to hold that there's such a concept of moiser nesachim, lesakin shayfer achrina. So make another shayfer. What should the other shayfer be? Keneged moiser nesachim. Why, if you're telling me that ain keva l'nesachim, and if somebody donated five, you would separate four for nesachim, and one I'll put into a shayfer, so make a seventh, there should be 14 shayfers, there should be one for moiser nesachim. Since we don't have a shayfer for moiser nesachim, it's mashma that you never have such a thing as moiser nesachim. Why? Because yesh keval in nesachim. It's not divisible. You can't divide in the nesachim. If he gives five, we don't accept it till he'll give six. So the Gemara answers, no. Hanach l'nidvas sibur azli. By moiser nesachim, by all the other moiseres, the money go, you have extra money left over. So what's the purpose of that money? Because during the year, you want to, at certain times when the Mizbeach doesn't have anything on it, you want to bring from the Kayetz and Mizbeach. But that happened very infrequently. So therefore, what do you do with the money? You don't have to buy it every day. It happens once every few months, let's say. So therefore, meanwhile, you put the money in a storage place. But by the log, if you're going to, there was a moiser. Ain't kevel in a sachem. You could have a moiser, but hani shchichi. Every day you would need it. Efshem de mitzarfi demaru demar bahari adori yukrevi. You would go over to somebody who had, let's say he had two lugin, and he needed one of yours. You'd say, here, I have an extra one. Take this one, and you'll put the three together, and you'll be makrovit. So, in other words, that's why Rashi before, if you remember, when he said, what's the Korban Sibur that you could bring? What's the Nedava that you could use the fifth one? Rashi gave two pshatim. One pshat he gave was that you could put it in the shayfer, but then Rashi added another pshat about the tumid. Why did Rashi add that second pshat? Because Rashi was preempting, he was trying to tell you what the Gemara is going to answer here. You know why there was no shayfer? It comes out according to the end of the Gemara. There was no shayfer for Nesachim because he never needed a shayfer. He had an extra leg. Immediately I could match you up with someone else who needed that leg on a constant basis. So therefore they never created a shayfer for the Moshe Logan. But that's not a raya that yesh keva. I could still say ain keva. Amar Rava says Rava Tashima. I'll bring you a raya. We have the pasuk of Ezrach, which we mentioned before. Kolo Ezrach Yaseh Kocha. And it's an extra pasuk. And from that extra pasuk, we learn out, Melamed Shem Esnad Nesachim. That not only do you bring the Nesachim with Karbonis, the Oil and the Shlomim, but even as a separate, independent Nedav, I'm allowed to be Menad of Nesachim. Vikama, how much are you Menadav? How many Lugin? Shleishes Lugin, three Lugin. Uminayim Shimratz L'Haisav Yosef. How do we know that if he wanted to give more than three, that he's able to be Moisev? Talmud Leimer, Yiyya. The pasuk says Yiyya. Rashi in the first wide line says Tupshatim. Either Yiyya, it says Chatziyahin Yiyya Lepard at six Lugin. Or, so Yiyya is Mashri. It could have said Chatziyahin Lepar. Why does it have to say Yiyya Lepar? It's Mashri that there's an extra one that you could be Moisev. Or, Rashi brings in the Parsha Nesachim, it says, Kochem Kager Yiyya. So either one of those from there, Chazal learned out, Yiyya, that you can add. Yochol Yifchaitz, I would think you could give less than three, Talmud Lomer Kocha. In the Pasuk of Ezrach, it says, Kolo Ezrach Yaseh Kocha, and Rashi says, what does Kocha mean? On the first wide line, Ikuva. Kocha means you must do it like this, you can't do less than three. So now we see from this Brisa that you can give three or more than three. Ask the Gemara, my Yosef, what are you adding? Ilay Marbov Shisha, if the Brisa is coming to add four or six, so I don't need an extra pasuk of Yiyya for four and six. Why? Because Maishna Shloisha Dechazu Lekeves. Why did you say that from the pasuk of Ezrach, which the whole pasuk is superfluous, I say that you can donate three? Why three? Because three I find by a keves. And since, as we explained at the beginning of the shir, since the pasuk of Ezrach is written in the parsha of Korbanis, that for each korban there's a different amount that you give, three, four, or six. So from that I learn out that when you're donating the nesachim on their own, you have to do it the way the Torah did it when it brought Korbanis. Three, so what's the reason you tell me three is acceptable? Because that was by a korban of a keves of a lamb. They used to be in three lugin. So four and six, I don't need a special ribuy of yiyya. That is part of the whole pasuk, Ezra. It's extra. So it's extra, tells you a donation is permissible. What donation? The same donation that you make when you bring a korban, which is either three, four, or six. I don't need yiyya for that. Elolav must be, you know what I'm being marba, chamisha. I'm adding five. So five is a chiddush. That five you would think is not acceptable because there is no korban that has three, that has five lug in it, only is three, four, six. Ushma mina, so ein kevel and asachim. So according to the man the Omer, yesh kevel and asachim, there's no such thing as five. As we said, ein misnavin chamisha. It's impossible to be misnad of chamisha. You have to up it to six. But if you hold ein kevel and esachim, then five is a possibility. I'll take whatever I can, four, and the extra one will be for nedava. So l'char, we have a raya from here. From yiyya, your marbe five, we have a raya that ein kevel and esachim. Shema mino, l'char, it's a raya. Amar Ravashi said Ravashi, but that's not correct. Va'anan loitnan hachi. We didn't learn like that. Where? In our Mishnah. Because what did it say in our Mishnah? Ein misnadvin lug shnayim v'chamisha. K'tani chamisha dum yirishnayim. Ma shnayim duloy chazi klal, av chamisha nami duloy chazi klal. Let's go back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it would seem that five is compared to one and two. And by one and two, it's certainly everyone is moida, that ein misnadvin means you can't bring it at all. Why? Because what are you going to do with two? You're going to divide it? Would you say the same thing? I'll keep four and leave one over. You'll say that by two? I'll keep one and one over. You keep one, you're back, you can't bring one either. So two and one, yeah, there's no eitzah. Everybody's moida by two and one. The only solution you can do is you brought one, you donated one, you better add another two to make it three. You donated two, you better add another one to make it three. So just like one and two means we can't accept it at all in its present state. So the same thing, five l'chayr is the same as one and two. So l'chayr for kert from our mission, it would seem, yesh keval and esachim, that they're not divisible. Says the Gemara, midi-iria, what kind of proof is that? Ha-kadisa. That on that is the fourth last line of Rashi. That's what Rashi says. Shnayim ain misnadvin legamri. Two, you can't be misnadev at all. But five, that's the Rashi we quoted before. I hold pshat in the Mishnah by five is a misnadvin that you don't make moiser l'chatchila. But if the guy didn't listen and he donated five, so what does Hegdish say? Okay, no problem. You did something wrong, but now that you did a b'dieved, four will accept right away as equal to an aisle, and the one that's left over we'll use for the Talmud later. That's what we'll do with it. And there's no raya from our Mishnah, yesh keva. So at the end of the day, it comes out that l'chayra, the Gemara is not poshut either way. The Rambam, in fact, learns according to the Man D'Yomar that holds yesh keva in the Sach. But we're not yet finished with this Gemara. Abaya has a very interesting question. Amar Abaya. Im timtzaloimer ein keva in the Sachim, ho ein keva in the Sachim. If you go with the side of the Chakira above, if yesh keva, ain keva. So if I go with ain keva, so ain keva, then I have no problem. Now, I think in order to get clear pshat here, I think we have to say as follows. What will be a problem, we'll see on Amud Beis, is the following thing. What does a person, if he specifies three animals, then of course he's being makrif three animals. Or the lugin for three animals, so it's the lugin. If he says so befeirish, there's no question. What about stum? A person says a number, and the only way we could work out that number is if we attribute it to equal three animals. Does a person say such a thing or not? That's going to be, we'll see on Amud Beis the question. So what Abaye is saying now is that according to the Man D'Yomar, Ein Kevel Nesachim, I don't have that issue at all. Even I'll say he's not Makrif 3. I won't have an issue. What do I mean? As follows. Let's go through from 1 to 11. And according to the Man D'Yomar, Ein Kevel and Asachim. According to that Man D'Yomar, everything works out. 1, of course, everybody agrees, as we said before, you're going to have to add 2 to make 3. 2, you donated, you have to add 1 to make 3. 3, you can donate. 4, you can donate. 5, Ein Kevel and Asachim. We're Makrif 4. We have 1 over. 4, we'll use it for to add to somebody else. To the Talmud, we'll use it. That's no problem. 6 is equal to a par. 7 is equal to 2 animals, Isle and Kevis. 8, 2 animals, 2 Ayolim. 9, 2 animals is a par and a Kevis. 10, 2 animals, a par and an Isle. 11, now it only works with 3 animals because you'll need 2 Ayolim. That's 8, and a keves is 3, is 11. So let's say I would go with a svara that when a person stamazoi makes a donation, he doesn't think about 3 animals. He doesn't think so far. So according to this man yomer ein kevel nesachim, he has no problem with that. Because 11 to him is not different than 5. What do we say by 5? You went 1 over the normal 4. Okay, no problem. The one that's left over, I'll use it for the Talmud. I'll add to somebody. We need an extra light for the Talmud. We'll add that. So 11, the same thing. Why? We'll make 10. 6 and 4 will make for a par and an aisle is 10. You have one left over, no problem. So that's why Abaye says, if I go like the Man D'Yomar, Ein Kevel and Asachim, I can go from 1 to 11 or as big a number as you want. I'll never have a problem. Whatever's left over, I take what I can get right now. And whatever's left over, I'll use for the tzibur. However, in Timtzaloimer, yesh kevel in asachim. But if you hold yesh kevel in asachim, so adasor pshitali. Until 10, I'm good. Echad asor meboyali. But 11, I got a problem. My, what's the din? Why do I have a problem by 11? Do I say, gavra lishnei parim kamachavin? Maybe this person, he really meant two parim. By accident, he wasn't sharp in his math that day. He meant to say 12. By accident, he said 11. He meant 2 times 6 is 12. That's what I'm being makriv. Va'ad de'memali lula karve. And therefore, you said 11, you really meant 12, we're going to have to wait till you donate one more to make it 12. Because we're going with the Shita, Yesh, Kevel, and Asachim. And you can't divide it. Oy Dilma, or maybe, Lishnei Eilim, the Kevesechet, Kamachavet. Maybe he meant for two Elim and one Kevis, three animals. And what's my question? What does it boil down to? Trei mechad mina, two from one kind of animal. V'chad mechad mina, and one from another kind of animal. Amrinan, do we say it? Or loy, or do we don't say it? My, what's the din? The din is, the Gemara says, teiku, that I don't know what the answer is to this question. So Taisvis asks a question on Amid Alf, the bottom Taisvis. Wait a second. If you have this question, when a person says, in other words, he went one over, he went to 11. So what's my question on Amid Beis? Question is, do I say he really meant 2 times 6 is 12? Or do I say that he meant 11? How do I get to 11? Three animals. But maybe a person, the child of the Gemara is, does a person bestum say three animals or not? So the question is, why don't I say it by seven also? By seven, he went one over six. So do I say that he really meant eight, and he meant two ayolim, two times four is eight, or did he mean eight, and therefore we'll have to add one more, ad memale, right? Or do I say that when he said seven, he meant a keves and an aisle, which is seven? So the same question that I have from 10 to 11, I have the same question from 6 to 7. Why? And there he says, no, until 10 I have no problem. So Tosfos answers, yeah, his whole problem is with three animals. He has no problem to take one keves and one aisle to make seven. That's not a problem. That a person, normally a person could think that way. But the Gemara's question was, does a person normally take three animals, two from one and one from the other? Ah, that'll be a question by 11. So again, according to the Man the Yomer, Ein Keva, this whole question is not relevant because you say that a person doesn't think about three. So 11 will be equal to five. Whatever I do by five, I can do by 11. But according to the Man the Yomer, Yesh Keva in Hashem, it's fixed. You can't divide it. And now I have a new issue. The new issue is maybe he doesn't think about three animals to do it that way. Oh, what did he mean? He meant two animals. Which two? Two Purim. So then he really meant 12. Oh, if he really meant 12 and he's only by 11, I can't divide it. I don't have the luxury of the Mundi Yomer who says, Ein Keva, to say, let's take 10 and the one extra I'll give for a Korban Sibber. I don't have that luxury. I can't divide it. So maybe if he only wants to really give two animals, not three, I'll have to tell him, give me 12. Give me one more. Make it 2 times 6. That's the Gemara Shaila. So the Chayra, you could ask another question here. The Mishnah says, Beferish, Umishisha Ulamailo. The Mishnah says you can give 3, 4, 6, and for 6 and up. The Mishnah doesn't say up till 10. It's mashma all the way through. So the Sefer Taras HaKadosh asked this question, and the Sefer Taras HaKadosh answers, yeah, that's when he's mefarish it. If he explains it, and he says, I want three, whatever he says, you said three animals, you said beferish two ayolim and one keves, that's how many loigen I want to give of wine connected those 11? Avada will give those 11. Our question of the Gemara, stum, when a person just says it normally, maybe he doesn't think normally without specifying it, maybe then he only meant two animals, that's the Gemara Shal. Okay, let us go to the next Mishnah. As we've just learned the whole sugya, misnadvin yayin. Yayin, there's no question. We learned from Ezrach, you bring the wine, you pour it in the bowl on top, it goes into the cavity of the Mizbeach, you pour it on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, no problem. But what about shemen? Can a person bring nesachim? Minchas nesachim is made of three components. One is wine, and the other is soilus plus oil. The question is, can you give oil by itself? Says Rab Kiva, ve'eim misnadvin shemen. Shemen you can't. Divi Rab Kiva. Rab Tarfenheimer, misnadvin shemen. No, just like you can give wine by itself, you can donate oil by itself as well. And what will he do with the oil? He make kmitza, Rashi says, on the oil. He'll be makdir the kmitz of oil on the mizbeach, and the rest will be eaten. Amar Rab Tarfen, Rav Tarfon says, Mamatzinu, I have a Mamatzinu. B'yayin shehu bo chayv u'banadav. We learned on Amid Al from Ezrach that wine, you could bring it as a chayv, as a part of a korban, and you can also bring it by itself as an adav. Av shemen shehu bo chayv u'banadav. If shemen comes through a chayv, so also you can donate it as well. B'mamatzinu. Amalei Rav Akiva said, Rav Akiva, loy, there's a difference. Im amret b'yayin yayin, you can give by itself, shekein karvim chayv asa b'nei atzmai. When you bring it with the korban, you don't put the wine on the korban. There's a korban, and separate, you put the wine on the mizbeach. So therefore, since it's never an integral part mixed together with the korban, so even if you bring it independently, it's fine. But toimer b'shemen, she'ena karvim chayvas b'fnei atzmai. When you bring it as a chayva, you don't bring it by itself. You mix it together with the soilus, with the flour, and then you bring it as part of the mincha. We never find oil by itself. So since you never find oil by itself, therefore you cannot donate oil independently. That's the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Then the Mishnah continues, Ein shnayim isnatan isorin echad. A one isorin of a mincha cannot be brought b'shutvin. Why this is, the Gemara is going to learn out from a pasuk. Avol misnadvin oila ushlamim, but an oila or ushlamim, shutvin can bring together. Vo'if, and a bird, a filip preda achas. Even one fowl, one bird, can be brought b'shutvis. The only thing that can't be brought b'shutvis is the isorin of a mincha. Amar Rava, says Rava, midivri shneim nilmoid, from both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, we learn, misnadiv adam, minchas nesachim b'chol yoyim. A person can always donate a minchas nesachim, which means without a korban of an oil or a shlam, he'll bring the rest, he'll bring a wine plus the soilus with the oil. So in other words, their whole machloikis is about the shemen. But the whole, all three components, the yayin, the soilus, and the shemen together, that everybody's mighty you could do. For the Gemara Pshita, why do you have to tell us this? Why would I think you not? Ma'a the same, no, I would have thought, minchas nedava goli barachmana, hanicham misham nachais in tfeiloi, because we only find in the Torah enumerated five different menachas that you can bring as a donation. And what are they? They're the soilus, the fine flour. And then there is the minchas of mape tanur, there of baked, which is made of two components, either chalos or rekikin or wafers. And then you have the minchas marcheshes, a deep pot, and you have the minchas machvas on a griddle. Those are the five that we find in the Torah. So I would have thought that the Torah is telling you only those five. Only those five, tfei loy, not more. Kamash milan, hani mili bistam. That's only bistam. Avol hecha de parsh parsh. But where he explained it, just similar to what we learned before by the nesachim, which we just said from the Torah Sakodesh, the same idea. When it's if you're mefarish, then the Torah will accept minchas nesachim. It's only bistam. If a person said mincha, we say he does not refer to a minchas nesachim. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Ein shnayim misnadvim. Two people cannot be misnadiv, a mincha. My time, what's the reason? Ilei mishum desif takriv. If it's because we find in Vayikra Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, v'nefesh ki sakriv mincha l'Hashem. So it says b'loshin yachid. So oila nami, an oila which shutvim could bring. It also says haksiv, it says yakriv. We find that in Vayikra Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel. It says v'im oila korbanai. El Pesach Oil Moed Yakriv Oisei. So it also says Yakriv Balash and Yachit. And yet Shutfim can bring it. Ella Oila my time. Why can Shutfim bring an Oila? The Siv La Oiloi Seichem. Plural. Mincha Nami Yaksiv La Mincha Seichem. We find a Pasuk that a Mincha it says in plural also. So what's the difference in Oila or a Mincha? Ella Mishum De Siv Ba Nefesh. By a Mincha it says that in Vayikra Beis Pasuk Aleph, Nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem. So since it uses the unique word of Nefesh, it means to say only one person himself. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi says, we find a Lashon Rabbim concerning all the korbanis, Asher yakriv korban l'chol nidreyem u'l'chol nidvaisam, Asher yakrivu l'Hashem. Hakol boim b'shutvus, all korbanos can come b'shutvim, like silik hakosav, the only thing the Torah excluded, ella, mincha shenemer nefesh, only by mincha where it says the word nefesh. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, mivnei man nishtanis mincha shenemer by nefesh. Why is mincha singled out that the word nefesh is used there? Tosfos on the top explains, don't tell me it's because Shutvim can't bring it, because for that, it would have been enough to say the word Ish. Why do you use a specific lashon of Nefesh? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi darko lahavi mincha, who brings a mincha? Ani, a poor person, he can't afford a bird, he can't afford a par. So, Mala, ani olav, kilu hikrav nafshay lefonai. I will consider it as if he was makrif to me his very life. Why? Because when he, who suffers from poverty, who has no bread on his table, if he takes from his meager rations and he donates a part of that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so every little part that he donates to Hashem, a flower, that's his life. And Hashem says, I will consider it as if he was makrif through his mesiras nefesh, that was makrif his very life to me. Om Reb Yitzchak, mibnei ma nishtanis mincha shenemer by chamisha mine tiglet halala. Why by mincha do we find five different ways that it could be fried? Now Rashi in Divrei Masechta Chamisha Minei Tiglin tells us at the end of the Rashi, Kol Midi De Ispei Shemen Kari Tiglin. Actually, they're not all fried. Rashi brings down the five different kinds of menachos that we spoke out before, and Tosfos, the second Tosfos, Chamisha Minei Tiglin, spells it out clearly. Loi Hayi Metagen Mincha Soilus Ma Petaner. The three of the five were not fried, and they are the soilus, the fine flour, and the ones that were baked in an oven. Ela minchas machvas marcheshes. It was only the mincha of the machvas marcheshes, the chudayu. So why ela kare tigun mashiyesh bekulei shemen? Since all of them had oil on them, in them, even though they weren't all fried, they're referred to in a lashon of tigun. The question is, why is a mincha given, we don't find this by any korban, that you have five different ways of presenting this mincha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is it? Marshal, Lamelch Basar Vadam, it's a marshal to a king of flesh and blood. Sha'asulaya Have Suda. His friend made a feast for the king, in honor of the king. Viyadeya Boishuani, the king knows that his friend is a poor person. Omar Loi, so the king says to him, Aseili Min Chamisha Mine Tigun. Whatever you make, make it from these five different types of frying ways. Even though the bottom line is it's flour and oil, but in five different ways, kedesha anem mecha, that I shall have hanor from you. Rashi says shetekubal lefonaben, that you should find favor in front of me. In other words, Hashem knows that the ani has a meager contribution that he's giving to Hashem, but by Hashem enabling him to present it in five different ways, the same thing. That gives the ani, it lifts the spirit up. I can, look, with my korban, I can do something that the rich people can't even do. They can only present it one way. I have five different choices to bring it to Hashem. So in that way, Hashem is lifting up his spirit, said, you too, even though it's a meager contribution, but you can make a very worthy contribution. You have these five different styles of doing the same thing. For all those who have finished the entire perek, hadron aloch ha-menachas v'nesachim, hadron aloch ha-menachas v'nesachim, hadron aloch ha-menachas v'nesachim. And now we begin the next perek, harei olai isorin. This perek will discuss l'shoinus that a person says when he makes a nedava of menachas where perhaps his lashon is not clear, he has sveikis in exactly what he was donating, and the Mishnah will tell him how to proceed, says the Mishnah. Harei olai isorin. If a person says, I am donating an isorin to the Beis HaMikdash, so very simple, yavi echad, he should bring one isorin for a mincha to the Beis HaMikdash. If he used the plural lashon esroi nois, then yavi shnayim, then he should bring two esroinim. What happens if he tells us, pirashti, I remember explicitly saying a certain amount of esroinim, esroinois. I don't recall exactly the amount that I specified. So what do I do now? So yavi shishim isorin. So he should bring 60 isorin. So Rashi explains that he doesn't bring more than 60 because we learned before in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Reb Shimon said that a mincha can never have more than 60 sorin of flour because it has to mix with the oil. And if you will mix oil in more than 60 isroinus of flour, it won't mix well. So the maximum that he could have meant is 60. Now, what happens if he actually meant less? Let's say he donated 40. What about the extra 20? So Rashi explains, he'll make a t'nai. And the t'nai is, whatever, Hashem, you know exactly what I donated. Whatever I donated is for my chiyuv of what I donated. The rest, I'm giving as an additional nedava to the Beis HaMikdash. What happens if he said, haray alai mincha? I'm bringing a mincha. But we don't know, there's five different kinds of menachos. Yavei ezeh she'irtzeh. So when he has to bring the mincha, he can bring any one of the five that he wants. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yavi minchas ha'soilus. No, he must bring the minchas ha'soilus. Shehim yuchedesh of menachos. Because that is the special one of all the menachos. Why it's special, we will see later in the Gemara. Actually, we'll learn it in Mitzvah and tomorrow Shir. The Tosfos here, Divrei HaMaskil, Harei Alai Mincha, tells us that when the Chachamim said you can bring any one, they meant from the five that we mentioned before, the Soilus, the two Mapei Taner, and Machvas HaMarcheshes. However, it does not mean the Minchas Nesachim. So Tosfos says, we just learned in the Gemara before that the Lashon was that the Misnadev Adam Minchas Nesachim B'chol Yoyim, that you can donate a minchas nesachim, wine with oil and flour every day. So maybe he meant that. So Taisa says, no. The stama daita menachas amufurashis v'regilos lovay b'fnei atzman v'loy b'glal zevach. Normally we take on, if he specified it, yes. But if he didn't specify it, then we say he was intending those that are brought by themselves and not the ones that are brought only together normally with a korban, which would be the Minchas Nesachim. Continues the next part of the Mishnah. If he said Mincha, Oy Minha Mincha, or a type of Mincha, Yavi Achas. Now Tosfos here, the bottom Tosfos, says Pirish Oy Omar Mina Mincha. We don't really know what Tosfos is trying to say. What Tosfos is trying to say is, if you look at the Divrei HaMaskil, Tosfos had one word missing from the Gemara. Tosfos' Girsa in our Gemara was Mincha, Minha mincha. So Taisus said it means oi mina mincha. We actually have the word oi written beferish in our Mishnah, which Taisus didn't. And in tomorrow's shir, we'll see that the Gemara, the way the Gemara has the Mishnah, it also does not have the word oi. But whether you have it or not, it means the same thing, that he's saying, I want to bring a mincha, or he said, I want to bring a type of a mincha. How many menachas does he have to bring? Yavi achas. It's all singular. He brings one. What happens if he said, I want to bring menachos, oi min menachos, or a type of menachos? So again, he's plural. Yavi shtarim, he should bring two. What about if he said, pirashti, I explained which mincha I want to bring, but I don't remember it now. I didn't just say mincha. I said either marcheshes or machvas. I don't recall what I said. What do I do? The eini yodei eizem em pirashti. Yavi chamishtan, he should bring all five. And so then, whatever one was his neder, he's mekayim, and the other four, he's bringing as an extra nedava to the Beis HaMikdash. What happens if pirashti mincha shel esroinim? Now Rashi explains this word mincha means bekli echad. If he said, I want to bring a mincha of esroinim, he means all the esroinim, I want to bring it in one keli. But v'eini yodei kamei pirashti, I don't remember how many esroinim I said. So the Tanakhama says that this is the same as we had this case before. The first line of the Mishnah, Pirashti ve'eni yadei ma Pirashti. We had two questions in our Mishnah. One was how many Yisroinim, and one is which type of Mincha. So that, the question that we're having now, according to the Tanakhama, is identical to the question on the first line. Pirashti ve'eni yadei ma Pirashti. And what did Rashi tell us there? He tells us the same thing here. You make a t'nai. You don't bring more than 60. Because that's the maximum, and maybe you donated less, so you make it tonight. Whatever I donated is a chiyuv, and the rest I'm making an additional new neder, nedava to the Beis HaMikdash, and Bezdin will take everything. However, on this case, Rebbe disagrees. There's a question in the Gemara whether Rebbe disagrees on the first case. We'll see that in the Gemara. But on this case, he certainly disagrees. What does Rebbe say? Not like the Tanakhama who says Yavi Shishim Yisarin, but rather Rebbe Yomer Yavi Minchay Shalasroinis Me Echad VaAtshishim. He has to bring 60 separate kelim, and in each keli he has a separate amount. In the first keli he has one, second keli two, and the third keli three, and so on and so forth, until the 60th keli he has 60. Why? Because Rebbe holds that once you delegated it into a one keli, so then not only, of course, you can't have less than what you promised, but you can't even have more than what you promised. You have to give an exact amount, and therefore the only way you could be Mekayim your neder is if you give 60 different kelim, each one having a different amount, and then you'll be yaitzeh. And on this, the Tanakhama disagrees. And the Tanakhama holds that you can bring one keli, and it doesn't matter that there you only donated 40 and now you're giving 60. You'll make the tnai even if you relegated it to one keli. Now, mathematically, how much does he have to bring according to Rebbe? So we would have to write down all these numbers and figure it out. The Tosfos here has a very interesting way to figure this out. If you look on the Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara there tells us the amount, the second Tosfos, Shehein Elef Ushmoina Meis Ushloishim, 1,830 Isroinis. Tosfos says, you could figure it out very quickly. You know how? Here's the method. You take the top number and the lowest number and you put them together. So the top number is 1, it is 60, the lowest number is 1. So if together, it's 61. How many pairs of 61 do you have in 60 kelim with different numbers, each one, 1 to 60? The answer is you have 30 pairs, meaning you go 60 and 1, 59 and 2, 58 and 3, 57 and 4, and so on, until you get to the midway point. The midway point is on one hand you're going down from 60, 59, 58, you come to 31, and on the other side you're going up 1, 2, 3, until you come to 30. So that is the midway point. In other words, you have 30 pairs of numbers together that equal 61. You multiply 61 by 30, that gives you this number, which is 1,830. And he said, here's another, Tosfos himself says, if a person forgot, how many Purim were there on Sukkot that you had to bring? So we know the answer is 70. But you forgot, you remembered that you started with 7, and we go up on Sukkot to 13. So what do? You do the same way. Instead of putting all the numbers down and adding them up, you do 7 and 13 together is 20. Then you go 8 and 12 together is 20. You go 9 and 11 together is 20. And then you come to 10. 10 is the midway point. So now it comes out you have three pairs of numbers that equal 20. That's 60 plus the 10. That gives you the 70. So this is an interesting, Tosfos gives us a mathematical way of figuring it out. Let's see the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Pshito, and the Gemara is going on the first din of the mission. Hare, Olai Yisorin, Yavi Echad. Frank the Gemara, Pshito, he said one, he means one. What are you telling me this for? The answer is, Esroinis Yavi Shtayim Itzrichalei. I need it for the second din. That if he said Esroinis, you have to bring two. Ask the Gemara, Honami Pshita. Now there's a few ways to learn this next line. We'll learn it first one way and then we'll see different ways. Honami Pshita. This is also Pashit because he said Rabim. He said, so he can't bring one, he brings two. So the Gemara says, no, there's a Chiddush. Why? Miyat Esroin Neshtayim Itztrichalei. The Chiddush is that I would say, you know, he said plural, maybe he means 60. So the Chiddush is he only has to bring two because the meat, we go with what the meat is. The meat of plural is two. That's one way to learn. The Dikduke Seifrim puts in a word here. Ha Itztrichalei. ha nami pshita, mi esraim shtaim, and then he puts in the word ha itzduchalei. And the pshat according to him is as follows. Frag the Gemara, ha nami pshita, why? Why is the pshita? Because mi esraim shtaim, that's part of the kasha, not part of the teretz according to this. Ha nami pshita mi esraim shtaim. So the answer is, ha itzduchalei. You know what he needs? The next part, pirashti veni yadei ma pirashti, the third case of the Mishnah. However, according to that, l'chari, you'll have to take out the two dots after the words itzduchalei. And it makes it one flow. The problem with this pshat is that Pirashti, Veni Yadei Ma Pirashti, seems to be going as a heading to the next Gemara. So maybe the easiest way is if you look in the Mesoris HaShas, he brings from the Tzoyin Kachim and Ois Dalid, and instead of putting in the word Ha Itzrichalei, he puts in the word Pirashti Itzrichalei. So it's very good. First the Gemara asks one pshita. Two is also partial because miut asroinim ishtayim. The Gemara answers, you know what's the chiddush? Pirashti gets to collect two dots, and now we go to the next Gemara. Pirashti veni yadei ma pirashti yavi shishim asor, and you should bring 60. Mantana, who's the tana of this part of the Mishnah, which is the third case of our Mishnah? Amar Chizki deloy karebi. That's not like Rebbe. Which Rebbe? The Rebbe that we had at the end of the Mishnah. The E Rebbe Omer Yavi Menachah Shel Asroinis Me'echad Hashishim. He's the one who told us you have to bring 1,830. You have to bring 60 different vessels, each one with a different measurement in it. So according to Chizkiya, not only does Rebbe argue on the last case of the Mishnah when he said, I want to bring it in one keli, but even if he didn't say it in one keli, he just said, I made an amount. So Rebbe holds, if you set an amount, you can never bring more than that amount, even if it's not relegated to one keli. So what's your only eitzah? Your only eitzah is to set up 60 different keli. That's the sheet of Chizkiya. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu tamer Rebbe, V'oimer pirashti esroinis avaloi kivatim b'kli, the Bach puts in the word echad. He said, no, that case is different. Rebbe will agree in the first case. That's why we don't find him mentioned in the first case of the Mishnah. Because he didn't say, I want to put it in one keli. He didn't use the word mincha. He said, I want to give esroinim, but I don't want it in one keli. Demaisi shitin esroinis b'shitin mani, that he'll bring 60 esroinis in 60 kelim. So in other words, according to this sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe does not argue on the first case. He only argues when you confine it to one keli. But if you don't find it to one keli, then ain't a chanami. You could bring 60 esroinis in 60 kelim and your yaitzah. Now the Sfas Emes asks, if so, if you're not relegated to one keli, so why stop at 60? Maybe he meant 80. Maybe he meant 100. There's not, if you're talking about one keli and you say that the maximum, Rashi told us in the Mishnah, the maximum of a mincha is 60 because it doesn't mix well with oil, fine. But once you're telling me that you could spread it out, if it's not relegated to a keli, you can have as many kelim as you want and have as many as surrender. So why stop at 60? So the Sfas Emes says, that bedoichik, we have to say that since he didn't use the word since he said I don't want it in one keli, but he mentioned I want to give a mincha, and he said beferish I don't want to have it in a separate keli, but I want to give a mincha. So he meant to say that I don't want it to be more than what's normally used for a mincha, which is the number 60. Just in closing, I want to mention a machlokas. I think I did not mention it, which is nageya to Amid Aleph, and that is a machlokas between the Sfas Emes and the Taras HaKadosh. Back on Amid Aleph, when we had this question of yesh kevel and esachim, or ain kevel and esachim, so we said that the shaila is by five. Do you say it takes four and you leave one over? Or no, we can't use five at all. You have to make it six. So the Sfas Emes asks, why didn't the Gemara say the machlokas is by six? When a person donates six, does he mean one unit of six? Or does he mean, ain't kevel and esachim, you can divide it up, three and three? Or do you have to, why does the Gemara have to go to five? So interesting, we have a machloikis here between the Sfas Emes and the Taras HaKadosh. One says just the opposite of the other. The Sfas Emes says no, because if there's no problem of five where you're going to have one left over, when if it's a total amount of six, there everybody is moida that he should give it in one shot. He should give the total of six. There is no machloikis. It's only when you have a problem that there's going to be something that I can't bring as a korban because it's five and I can only bring four or six and I'm bringing five. That's when you have the machloikis. The Taras HaKadosh says just the opposite. Taras HaKadosh says that if you have six, there's no machloikis that both hold that you could divide it three and three. Why? Because it's only when you have five where it's going to come out that one of his five will have to be given as a korban sibber. He didn't donate a korban sibber. He donated a korban yachid. So that's where you get into the whole issue of yesh keva, ain keva. Can I divide? Not. But if it's six, and here you could divide it up three and three, and you're fulfilling his wish that it should be a korban yachid and not bring it in the shayferis, not give it to a tamid, to a korban sibber. So there, everybody's why you can divide it. So it's interesting. These two gedolim, they had just the opposite answers, but lemaisa, the Gemara Shaila is five, but the Sfas Emes and the Taras HaKadosh have a machloikis, why the Gemara didn't use the number six.